And now your letters. Several listeners wrote in response to our interview with Ward Connerly, who recently announced his retirement from the University of California Board of Regents. Connerly rose to prominence by leading the battle against affirmative action in California colleges. Listener James Diamond of San Jose wrote us the following in an email. As an African American who owns a small computer networking services company, I am deeply offended by Mr. Connerly's attempt to dismantle a system that was put in place to address the consistent and ever-present obstacles that I and all other African American business owners face on a daily basis. Robert Tomlinson and Rosalia Triana of Ojo Caliente, New Mexico, wrote in. They said they listened in growing horror to Kate Davidson's story about Navajo children living with Mormon foster families. The two listeners posed a question: what if blonde-haired, blue-eyed children who'd been raised in the Mormon tradition were spirited away by night, by bus, to be schooled in the Navajo way? Would those children have been taught that everything they already believed was evil and that they were inherently sinful by their birth into a godless culture? We had an email taking issue with historian Carolyn Elkins. She spoke on her program about her book on the Mau Mau Rebellion against British rule in Kenya. Elkins argued that the British exaggerated the brutality of the Mau Mau and that, in fact, it was the Mau Mau who suffered much greater losses at the hands of their colonial rulers. Listener Jeff O'Byrne of Jacksonville, North Carolina, said Elkins should have noted that most of the Mau Mau butchery was against the Kikuyu people themselves. We did some research in our library and found the Mau Mau rebels did kill more than 1,800 loyal Kikuyu while also killing 32 British civilians. The Mau Mau themselves lost more than 11,000 fighters. If you'd like to set the historical record straight or comment on something you've heard, email your comments to watc@npr.org. Tell us where you live, how to pronounce your name, and please include a phone number.